Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we got William Rodriguez, one of the heroes of 9/11, has been on with us a few times in the last month to give us his report on the historical 9/11 conference that we had in California over the weekend. I want to thank all of you that did come. Sorry for those of you that missed it. Right now, though, let's go ahead and take some calls. Let's talk to Gideon in Iowa. Gideon, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex? I just wanted to say thank you so very much for stating the facts that we have got to come together as Jews, as Catholics, as Orthodox, as, you know, Protestants, all of us together because we're fighting a common enemy. I want to read you a quick statement. It says, the enemy forces inspired by the evil spirit ever wage war on the Christian name. They join forces in this endeavor with certain groups of men whose purpose is to subvert divine revealed truths and rend the very fabric of Christian society with disastrous dissent. Indeed, how much damage these cohorts, as it were, have inflicted on the church is well known. And yet the spirit of all previous groups hostile to Catholic institutions has come to life again in that group called the Masonic Sect, which, strong in manpower and resources, is the leader in a war against anything sacred. That was written in 1892 by Pope Leo XIII, and it talks about how the Catholic institutions in Italy were being invaded. And then fast forward, and you got Mexico and the Cristeros uprising, where they're hanging people from their arms and just slashing their feet, you know. And they took, I mean, think about it. You got 1892 in Italy. You got the Pope warning the public and the bishops of Italy about Freemasonry creeping in. Then you got Mussolini, you know. Then you got Mexico being taken over by the Masons. How much longer before it's us?
Well, I would be clear. Criminal elements at the top of the Masonic order. Most Masons don't even know what's going on at the higher rooms. That's why the Mason's symbol is the pyramid, because it's a symbol of compartmentalization. The average Mason hears us say that and doesn't understand that they're not even aware of what's going on in the higher levels.
Yes. I'm aware of that. I'm just trying to say that this is who our common enemy is. You know, we need to get together as a group of people and say, okay, these are the guys that are infiltrating our ranks. There was a guy that just recently up in Minnesota, he's a Catholic priest, he spoke out against what was called a safe touch program that they were trying to implement in Catholic schools. And, you know, once again, we have them causing the problem and then offering the solution, and the solution, you know, is worse than the disease. And he comes out and speaks against this, and they shut his radio show down. They've got him in a nursing home working right now. His name is Father Altiers. And, you know, this is happening across the spectrum. It's not just, I mean, you can drive by and see Protestant churches with Masonic symbols in there. And you can also, you know, see it happening, the corruption in the Catholic Church and among the Orthodox. The Orthodox warn about it. You know, we've got to come together and agree to fight this thing. I mean,
well, I know this. I know this. We need to address the evils, the world government, the open borders, the gun control. We need to, at every front, agree to fight those issues and agree to stand together to defend the Bill of Rights and Constitution. I appreciate your call. I'm going to try to jam one more call in here. Jim in Texas, go ahead.
Hey, Alan.
Hi.
Hey, Alex. I'm over here at the Texas State Capitol building, the scene of the crime that transpired on this past Sunday morning, where I was arrested for exercising my First Amendment right to free speech. And
what happened?
Well, in addition to the police brutality, the false imprisonment, false arrest, official oppression, the whole works that they try to throw at you, they also stole my private property, which consisted of some campaign signs for my nascent gubernatorial campaign. And I came to a anti-illegal immigration rally.
You know what? I'm going to have my guest on, and I'll get back to you, Jim. We'll take calls while the guest is on with us. He's William Rodriguez. So Jim, Bradley, Cliff, Rico, others, stay there. Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Too long, just popping in to give us his view on the historical 9/11 truth conference that we had in Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th. He did just a fabulous job in his speech breaking down what happened on 9/11 and now his travels around the world exposing 9/11 as an inside job. And we'll go back to your calls and a bunch of other news that we haven't even gotten to yet. But William Rodriguez, good to talk to you again.
Thank you, Alex, and thank you again for having me on the conference. It was like the greatest conference I ever been here in the United States. I've been to many, many, many of them, and this one was by far the largest, and the response from the audience was overwhelming. The audience was so nice, so touched by everybody in terms of their information, and I tell you, we need to do a bigger one next time because this was really, a lot of people were still hungry for more and more contact with us, and we were unable to reach to everybody because it was so many people. So we need to have more of these events, and I want to thank you personally because, oh man, you are a preacher. You are definitely a preacher. You brought everybody to tears out there because you were so good with your speech and the organization, your people, your staff. Kevin was great. I tell you, everybody went out happy from this conference and with a lot of information. And the media, the coverage from the media was overwhelming.
It was fantastic, and it was great to meet you in person and Jimmy Walter in person. I feel like I knew you guys already so many times talking to you over the years. Your speech, I have to tell you, people really thought that it was informative and it brought a lot of people to tears. Why don't you just give us a synopsis of what you did talk about?
Well, I did speak about my experience on 9/11, how I have to survive under the rubble, how I went up the stairwells, actually, floor by floor, letting people to escape for safety, and the whole thing about how I experienced explosions in the buildings in different areas on the lower levels, something that actually destroyed the official story of the 9/11 Commission, and how I went to Congress with a group of family members to ask for the investigation to be created, and how they omitted all the information of my experience and 22 people that I made available to them. But they were never called. So people were appalled, angry. They were in shock that this happened, and also they wanted to create a call for action. And thanks to these engagement that we had, I think we are able now to reach more people. The presence of Charlie Sheen was amazing. We have S.I. Morales, the Hollywood actor, in there as well. Came with a speech, a script writer from Hollywood, Mr. Marconi. And I tell you, the interest from the general population was good, but at the same time, the Hollywood people were amazing. And I tell you again, I have to congratulate you because we never have something of an outreach in this way before.
Well, the Charlie Sheen brought those two individuals, and one of them, of course, wrote Enemy of the State. He's got a big movie coming out, I believe, early next year about government-sponsored terror, a Hollywood movie, and they were totally on board, totally out in the open. They had a lot of courage to show up at that event. There were some other people who were at the event who didn't want to be named, who were even bigger. So a lot of people came to the event. That was exciting.
Not only that, your video really blew everybody away. Your new video is great. It's fantastic. I urge everybody to go to the website, Infowars.com, and try to get this information out there. Because, like I said, we need to be informed. We need to be prepared. Because if we don't, we're going to be living in a martial law state.
Well, you're right. The only problem with the conference was that it wasn't big enough. 1,200 people, and it was overflow, hundreds that couldn't get in, who tried to show up and get tickets. We could have easily had 3,000 people there.
I believe so. I definitely believe so. And a lot of people have to be turned away because there were no tickets available. There was no space. And we have to abide by the fire law in the hotel. So, you know, I feel so sorry for a lot of people that weren't able to actually to reach out to us. So I believe that, you know, something new and bigger should be done by you, and be on board right away, because I think we can do something bigger next time.
Well, it was great meeting your lovely wife as well. She sure is nice.
Oh, she is gorgeous. She's like, I'm so in love with that woman.
I can imagine why. She's very nice. But did she have a good time?
She had a wonderful time. People were so nice. Like she said, she thought it was going to be a manipulation of the message. Like she had presence in other venues, and she was amazed by the level of education, by the level of intelligence of the people that were there. This was not a regular event, like I said. You have top experts. You have the names of the 9/11 movement, the top names there. And at the same time, we were able to reach out to the national media, which is good because...
Well, you brought up a key point. I don't want to air too much of this just because I think it can be divisive, but it is true that at other big 9/11 meetings, there's always an attempt to restrict and control and tell people what they can and can't talk about. We didn't do that, did we? We told people to talk about whatever they wanted.
We have diverging points of view. I don't agree with a lot of the things that a lot of people said in the event. But, again, the message was what was important. You see, we were able to put together this group of different points of view and came out to have what we call a coalition of a mission. And the mission is to unmask the government about the lies of what happened on 9/11, unmask the lies, and at the same time create interest from people that doesn't know anything about 9/11 to reach out and get the information that
they need. that was the main mission, and I think we really did a good job of that. And I want to thank you for coming to the event. You did an excellent job and really woke a lot of people up and increased their knowledge about what really happened on 9/11. William Rodriguez, where do you go from here? What country is next on your international tour that's already been to Venezuela, already been to Europe, already been to Japan, already been to many other areas?
Now I'm going to Jakarta, Indonesia, and from Jakarta, Indonesia to South Africa. We are leaving on the 27th to Indonesia, coming back on August 1st. From August 1st, we're going to go to South Africa. From South Africa, we're going to go to London to have a peace conference with Yvonne Ridley, the lady that was captured by the Taliban. You may remember this from the BBC, the reporter, which is putting this huge international conference together in the UK, and we will be one of the keynote speakers over there as well.
Well, that's going to be incredibly exciting. Are there any key websites you want to give out for anybody out there?
Reopen911.org and definitely Infowars.com. Definitely that one.
Well, you know what? This was such a success.
I just want to ask you a favor and your audience, because so many people were trying to reach me and try to get in contact with me, and I have, since I'm traveling so much, I will ask that actually you serve as a mediator, and anybody that wants to contact us or anything, to call you directly, to call the website, and because I'm going to be traveling, so I won't be able to manage all these influx of information coming from...
Sure, so if media wants to call you, we can just pass it on to you?
Yes, definitely. Please do that.
Can we give the media your computer phone number?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, well, we'll be glad to do that, William. Anything else you'd like to add?
Definitely that we are going to be creating a big coalition with Alex. Definitely we're going to call Alex the preacher, because he is great. If you haven't seen Alex in person doing his speech, you are going to be blown away. This is something that I was so shocked when I saw you in person, and you moved me so much, like you move everybody else in that audience. And I tell you, you should go into the lecture circuit. You definitely need to do that, because you have tremendous charisma, power, and you give motivation, enthusiasm, and disposition to the people that listen to you. And, of course, your knowledge about the facts and the events of 9/11, false flag, incite terrorism, all of that, you know, put together. You have a unique talent, and I want to congratulate you for
Well, I tell you, William, I don't think we're going to have an event anytime soon. I'm going to try to go to New York and support the Loose Change Boys, and hopefully we can see you there. But who knows? 6 months from now or so, maybe we'll have another mega event and have 3,000 people instead of 1,200.
Yes, please. And if you do, I will be there, definitely.
Well, God bless you, William Rodriguez, and we will be talking to you in the very near future, and thank you for attending the event, and thank you for all your support, my friend. I salute you and your courage.
Thank you so much, and I will be calling you from Indonesia to give you an update of what's happening.
Yes, sir.
Right there.
Please let us get you on from Indonesia, and you say you're going to be going there in late July?
That is correct.
All right. We will talk to you then, sir. Vaya con Dios.
Vaya con Dios. Bye.
God bless. There goes William Rodriguez. He's really a great guy in person, a very passionate, very charismatic in his own right. And he's a hero. Hero of 9/11. Went in there and helped the firefighters get hundreds of people out of the building, personally guided 15 people out, went back in, and even after explosions were going off in the base, and then the building collapsed on him. He was the last non-emergency personnel member to be pulled. I don't want to call him a civilian. You know, they use that military nomenclature with the government's military, and we're, quote, civilian, but he was the last civilian pulled from the rubble alive. We're going to go to break. When we come back, I'm going to let John, who we went to briefly, finish up, or Jim, excuse me, then Bradley, Cliff, Rico, and others. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. I want to get back into Limbaugh and what he's up to, a big scandal there. I want to get, and I'll tell you why I think it's important. It's the hypocrisy. And then I want to get into how they're trying to go after reporters who expose NSA crimes. And I want to get into the latest Iran developments as well. We'll have a brief update next hour from one of the people detained by the Royal Mounted Police in Canada at Bilderberg. We had one of them on for you early last week. We're going to have another one on for you coming up in the next hour. All this and a lot more today. We've still got an hour and 40 minutes left, so stay with us. And my new film, Terror Storm, has been released. See it at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or order your hard copy at InfoWars.com right now. My most powerful film yet.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it is possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com. Or call 792-953-0267.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now. 1-800-686-2237.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place. Surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products, whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner. Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
We don't need no education.
All right, let's move quick to your calls. We'll get into more news in the next segment. All right, Jim in Texas, we had to cut you off at the beginning of the last hour. You were getting into how I've met Jim. I know Jim. Jim's going to running for governor. He's down there at the illegal alien or anti-illegal alien rally, and you're saying the Capitol Police, they're usually pretty nice to me, but you're saying the Capitol Police grabbed you, arrested you, took your signs. What happened?
Well, they confiscated private property. I had campaign signs supporting my drive to become governor of Texas, and they didn't like what was written on them, so they just kept two or three of them, Alex. In addition to arresting me and then releasing me without charging me, plus the...
Well, how long were they holding you? How long were they holding you?
Two and a half hours. I wasn't free to go.
That is certainly an arrest by every
certainly.
Yardstick. So why did they grab you? What was going on?
Well, Frosty Woolridge was in town, and he brought a couple of patriots to the south steps of the Capitol to voice a little publicity to our cause of keeping our country free from foreign invaders.
And then they said you hadn't reserved the spot.
Well, I didn't like what I was saying, Alex. Of course,
well, let me just ask you, because we always
Governor
just call...
Perry, how are you?
Alex,
Governor Perry, right here. Yes, sir. Glad to meet you, sir.
Good.
Here's Alex Jones. Would you like to talk to him?
Wait a minute, Brother Jones.
Hello, Rick Perry.
You holding down the fort there?
He sure is.
This isn't
As always.
Is this really Rick Perry?
Oh, get out of here. You don't think your man here would try to trick you, do you?
No, I don't think he would.
It's him, Alex. It's him.
Alex, you know he would not pull the wool over your eye.
No,
in
it's...
flesh.
It sounds like Rick Perry.
Governor Perry,
I know I do.
Sure.
I do sound like him, don't I?
It is.
And I look like him, too, don't I?
Well, Governor, okay. Did you see me in a Mexican food restaurant?
We're going to change some... No, were you there last night?
Did I see you at Loewe Leon?
No, not last night.
You need one of my...
I was at Huero's last night.
This isn't the governor. Governor, did I bullhorn you and Vicente Fox?
Now, you did that. You totally did that. Out in front of the house. And you were sweating like a hog, man.
No.
Huh? You were hot. You were boiling hot out there, Jones.
Well, besides, Fox was in the air conditioning.
So why are you stopping and talking to Jim, Governor? He's running against you.
Because he was just standing up here, and he said, come on, let's visit. So we did. Why wouldn't I? You think I'm not a personable kind of guy?
No, Governor, I think you're very personable.
You know I am. You know I am.
Okay, is this really Rick Perry?
No way.
You'll have to write it in.
I know. See, he's proselyting me now. And I'm telling him, I said, he's got a long way to go.
Proselytizing.
Well, I'm an Aggie. That's as close as
right.
I can get, man.
All
right, Jonesy, I got to go have lunch with my wife.
Hold on, Governor. Are you going
to
secure our border?
My name when you're
our
there.
Border, we are securing it as you speak, brother. We're making better progress than anybody else is. I'll tell you that.
Just monitoring stations and cameras down there.
No,
armed troops.
We're moving them that way.
It's serious.
Bye, Governor.
Thank you, sir.
Take care.
Alex,
was that really Perry?
Alex, I hate to put you on the spot, Alex, but that was Governor Perry.
It sounded like him. Jim, are you joking?
I am very serious.
Why did he get
there
on the phone?
There he goes to his black Suburban, sir.
And he's calling me Jonesy now.
I guess he is.
Did you have any of your buddies down there to catch that on videotape?
No, sir. My daughter's here with me.
Let me talk to your daughter.
Here she is.
Folks, I know Jim. Jim doesn't joke around.
Say hi to Alex. Say hi to Alex.
Hi.
Hi. Was that just the governor on the phone?
Tell him it was the governor.
It was Governor Rick Perry.
Well, wait. Your daddy just said tell him it was the governor. Was it the governor?
Yeah.
How old are you?
11.
Man, this show gets weirder and weirder every day.
Yeah, she does not lie, Alex. Now, he does. He lies all the time. But she does not.
I know
not.
You're
it
down there almost
Perry.
Every day, Jim, but what in the world are you... How did you get Rick Perry on the phone?
Well, he come walking right past me. I'm right here at the back door where he likes to sneak out and escape. And matter of fact...
Did you hear me say Mexican food? And he goes, were you there last night?
Well,
and I said, you know, like me bullhorning you? Hey, Jim, I've known you for years, and I haven't known you to lie. Okay, on a on a stack of Bibles, was that really Rick Perry?
Because I swear to God, and my daughter doesn't lie either.
No, I know Rick Perry's voice. That was Rick Perry.
Oh, it was him. It was him, Alex.
How fortuitous that I went to you. I thought it wasn't at first. I should have asked him some harder questions. Stay there. We'll come right back.
Okay, Alex.
That's it. I got to try to get Perry on this show. Things get weirder and weirder.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Local folklore has recognized its amazing medicinal properties for thousands of years, but no one knew just how to preserve the nutritional benefits and market the total fruit commercially until Zango, that is. Zango is made from mangosteen, a fruit that grows in the subtropical climates of Southeast Asia. It contains xanthones, the highest concentration of antioxidants found in nature. Modern science is only just beginning to unlock the many secrets of xanthones and their far-reaching potential to improve our health. Zango is revolutionary. Not only has Zango taken the world by storm as an extremely potent functional health beverage, but Zango has become the most exciting and fastest growing home-based business opportunity ever. Life is short, and timing is everything. Unleash the power of Zango today. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633. That's 888-203-6633. Or visit www.mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEENmarket.com.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequency. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, down.
Yeah, old Rick Perry and I go way back. Back in 98 when Bush had me kidnapped in front of all the news cameras for asking a question. Perry was there getting whispered in his ear by Bush. That's Alex Jones. That's the guy who... And I've seen Perry around here and there. I don't mess with him when he's with his family at a restaurant or on the jogging trail, you know, give people their privacy. But I told the story of right around Thanksgiving. It was the week before Thanksgiving. A few days before, I was at Loewe Leone, and he walks into the big eating hall. They got like three big rooms. We're in the back. He walks in, stares at me, and Malcolm, who helps with the TV show, goes, "That's Rick Perry. He's looking at us." And I turn, and Rick Perry's looking right at me. He stares at me. He walks back out, comes back with security people, has them walking to the table, but I guess he felt like a chicken. So after he walks past, he turns around, walks over to our table, puts his hands on Malcolm's shoulders, and says, "I want you guys to have a really happy Thanksgiving and looks me right in the eyes and walks off. And I'm sitting there with my mouth hanging open with enchiladas in it. And, I mean, Rick Perry, give me a break, ladies and gentlemen. It doesn't get any more New World Order than that. And then Jim Dillon, who I've known for years, and Jim doesn't make stuff up. He's a real wild man. He goes down there like twice a week and basically runs around the Capitol getting in their faces. And Jim, I've got Marty on. I'm going to go to Marty here in just a second. But just a minute ago, live, we had Rick Perry on the show. Now I'm going to try to get him on as a guest. And usually you said he runs past you, but you told him Alex Jones is on the phone. Tell him the story. Tell us how it happened.
Well, he comes out of the back south side of the Capitol door, and I'm standing here on the phone with you talking about a different thing altogether. And I thought maybe you'd like to have a conversation with him, so I gave him my phone. And sure enough, he knows who you are.
Yeah, you said talk to Alex Jones, but you said usually you basically chase him to his Suburban. This time he didn't do that,
yeah,
though.
No, well.
What did you say this time? What did you say to him exactly?
Governor Perry, hey, I've got Alex Jones on the phone. Why don't you talk to him? And I handed it to him. And of course, I was standing between him and his black Suburban limousine, and so he couldn't exactly, you know, either had to walk around me or take the phone.
Sure.
And he's a knucklehead. I told him, I don't know if you could hear it remotely because he had the phone and I didn't. But
yes, he would have stayed on longer, Dylan, but you were yelling at him. I did hear it.
Right. I told him, I said, Governor Perry, you're losing votes even as we speak right now. But I want you to vote for me. But I chased him to his chauffeured limousine here a couple months ago with bullhorn in hand. And he literally did, Alex, he literally did run and get in his vehicle. Of course, I come on over and tapped on his darkly tinted windows. And
but he didn't run this time. Was he smiling when he was on the phone?
He was having a good time. He was smiling, laughing.
Jim, you got to start carrying a video camera, Bubba.
I guess I should.
They're like a good one's $300 now, $345
yeah.
or so.
Yeah, I got one. Don't carry it very often.
You need to train your daughter there to videotape for you.
Yeah.
How old is she?
She's 11. Savannah. She's 11. She's my campaign manager, Alex.
Oh, Jim, you're something else.
Yeah, she knows Governor Perry. She's met him before.
Sure, sure. So what else? So after the governor was done, did he run to his limo?
No, he calmly walked to his limo because he'd had a good time, and he got safely off the phone with you without too much damage being done.
Well, I spent the first minute or two trying to figure it, but I was like, this sounds like Rick Perry.
Yeah.
And you are at the Capitol. I know you kind of sneak around there all day. Well, there's no sneaking around about it. You're like an ogre down there.
Well, I'm waiting to go in to talk to Captain Vargas about reclaiming my private property.
So why did they say they took your signs?
They didn't like the mess that was on them. Defend the border. I had one sign. Of course, I have my Jim Dillon for governor signs. I have to do that. It's the only evidence.
Well, you know, the state police 8 years ago lost, what was it, four $100,000 suits. Well, the suits were for like $1 million apiece, but each person got $100,000. The last time they did that, so they've been behaving themselves.
Oh, I told them Sunday when they arrested me, I said, you guys have nothing. I would advise you to release me. You're going to lose your job over this. I'm going to sue your pants off.
Well, that's why they let me bullhorn Perry. For those that don't know, we've never put the video on the web. I dug it out of storage. Let me just tell the story, Dylan, and we got to go to our guest. I dug it out of the of storage last week. I have the video where I bullhorned Vicente Fox from 25 feet away.
Yeah, that was three or four years ago.
Yeah, they tried to come out for a press conference, and they couldn't even talk. I shut them down, and I guess Perry didn't forget that, did he? And he's right.
No.
I was sweating like a hog.
Yes, you were. Well, you were working hard. You were working hard, Alex. And there's nothing wrong with sweating. That's what built this country.
Hey, Jim, call me later this week and let me know exactly what happened to you. I'm out of time. I appreciate your call.
Okay, Alex. Have a good one.
Jim Dillon ought to be our reporter down there while he runs for governor. That way he can sneak up on these people all the time. One time I had the Speaker of the House many years ago walk up and tell me he was a big fan. But so they all watch the show. They listen to the show. They're They know we're on to what they're doing. They're all, I wouldn't call them fans, but some of these creeps like to, I guess, hear about themselves. So, okay, now the show's gone from really weird to totally bizarre. And I apologize to our esteemed guest having to hold the last 5 minutes. And that is Marty Schachter. Schachter, he is the three-generation owner. His daddy started it. He runs it. His son now runs it. Made in America, organic soap, 85% off supermarket toxins. Totally organic. It's what I use. I now have a lot of it. I get a lot of it. My staff buys it. I gave my parents some last night again. They love it. My dad had unwrapped one of the bars going, gee, this smells good. Marty, we are going from the governor of Texas to you, and I think you're a lot more important than him. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, let's clean up America.
Yeah, we need to send Rick Perry some of your soap.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, he sure needs it. Marty, tell us about the best organic, the cheapest organic soap out there. 59 years of operation?
Right. Well, we offer a year's supply of pure soap products that's made in America for Americans to be used by Americans. These are real soaps. The one-year supply weighs out at 65 pounds. That's equal to 2,000 pounds of detergents in the supermarket. Now, these are triple concentrated. They will last up to 2 years for a family of four. We've been making this, again, for almost 60 years. Nothing like it in America. The costs are nothing like it available anywhere. This is the greatest bargain that can be produced by us for the American consumer. This is $125 plus United parcel to your door. Now, what does that break down to? It breaks down to $3.25 a week. Now, what's it costing you now for your laundry soap and bath soap and hair soap and dish soap and all-purpose cleaner, floor cleaners and all the different chemicals and sprays and poisons and toxic that you don't need?
What is it, like 24 or 22% of the average budget? This is mainstream numbers that
actually,
someone spends on chemicals?
Family spends $100 a week. 20% of that goes for cleaning chemicals.
Thought it was 22, but okay.
Well, from 20 to 22, that's still a minimum of $20 a week. That's over $1,000 a year going down the drain with nothing to show for it.
How do you guys, you're certified organic, it's on your website, by the state of California and others, how do you guys sell super good organic pure soaps made out of nothing but plants, plant oils, citrus oils? How do you do it and save 85%?
Simple. We eliminated the middleman, we eliminated the jobber, the wholesaler, the salesman, everybody that marks up the product. We're factory direct, and we can give the American consumer greatest bargain in cleaning products they've ever had, products that are twice as good as what they're using now.
Well, Marty, I want to challenge people and call and get the beautiful free catalog or get the $14 sampler pack. How much? What do you get in the $14 sampler pack?
Well, it's a 6-pound package of the four basic soaps: bath soap, hair soap, dish soap, and laundry soap. Nylon scouring pad, book of instructions. All this, $14 plus United parcel. That could be about $10.50 to ship to your door. We're talking about a product here that'll last anywhere from 4 to 8 weeks. We want the products to speak for themselves. Once you use our bar soap for your shower or bathtub, there's nothing like it in the world. Your skin will be alive, refreshed, clean, flexible. No perfumes, no dyes, no chlorides, no chemicals, no lanolin. We don't need all those chemicals. Just 80% cocoa butter, 20% vegetable oils, and you've got yourself a product that no one has. And we're very stubborn, very old-fashioned, and very conservative in our pure soap products. So, yes.
Well, folks should call you right now to get the free catalog or at least the $14 tote bag, an incredible value, or get a year's supply or get a two-year supply, whatever you want. You'll save a lot of money on this. In fact, you did the calculation. This will save people almost, not as much, but almost as much in a year. The savings you get from this will cancel out the increased gas prices, Marty.
Exactly.
Give people the toll-free number.
800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091. Or you can quickly check us on the web, 5-star soap. whether it's a five in a number or five in spelling, it's the same. Five-star soap. Everything's on there. All our products, a one-year display is on there. You will enjoy and love, not only use our products, not only like our products, but love them. We create love affairs with all our clients.
Fivestarsoap.com or CalbinPureSoap.com. There's a big fat banner on the left-hand side of Infowars.com over to CalbinPureSoap. Again, that's Fivestarsoap.com or 1-800-340-7091. And, folks, you know, I don't sell you the magic medical cures. I don't, videotapes, books, high-quality water filters, great organic, family-owned, 59-year-old, about to be 60 years and next year, almost a 60-year-old company, started by Marty's father, run by Marty and his son today, made in America, and you save money. It is such a great deal, 1-800-340-7091. Marty, in closing, tell us how you started CalBend Pure Soap.
Well, I was in the Army in 1945 to 47. My father retired from government service, and we used to go shopping together. I was not married then, and we discovered that all the all-natural soaps, like Galux, like Ivory, like Feld's Naphtha, like White King, were gone. And it says, you know, they're selling detergents. Now, I knew about detergents because I was in chemical warfare in Japan. And I said, detergents are harmful. They're not worth the cost. They're made from waste products. So I said, why don't we start a little soap company and convert people back to good old-fashioned soap? And that's how we started.
And by the way, I've had family and friends that look at your bars of soap and they go, I stayed in a five-star hotel once, and this is what they had. Your soaps are in the best hospitals and the most luxurious hotels. Why is that the only place I've ever seen your soap?
Well, because we originally started our company only selling institutions, hotels, hospitals, school departments, retirement centers. We did not know how to get to the consumer from Procter, Lever, and Colgate. We were too young and too inexperienced and too immature. And it took about 3 years ago, I got a phone call from Michael Trudeau at Genesis Communication Network. He says, I've heard about your products. How would you like to advertise them on the radio to the consumers? Well, I was in deep shock then because I never thought of that. And that's how we started with Genesis, telling the people they have freedom of choice. They don't have to buy all Tides and all.
Has that helped your business?
Considerably, because we went direct to the consumer. We did not go to a store. We didn't mark up the products. We sold it factory direct, and it was. We still got people after all these years buying our products for themselves, their new families, or whatever.
All right. Marty, let me give people the number, 800-340-7091, 800-340-7091. God bless you, my friend. We'll talk to you again soon.
Alex, thank you. Let me close with a little tiny poem. A bee's a busy little soul. He has no time for birth control. That is why, in times like these, we have so many sons of bees.
Take care, my friend.
Thank you, Alex.
There goes Marty. What a character. Again, you pay less money for something that's totally organic and wonderful. I always would use the detergent soaps, and once a month or so, I'd leave it under my arms or, you know, between my legs, wherever you clean. And then about noon, you start burning, and you got to run home and take a shower. I can leave a little bit of this soap under my arms, folks. It doesn't happen. It's just so good. And creams, you name it, 1-800-340-7091 or fivestarsub.com. Okay, we have him on once a month. Thanks for bearing with us, but it's important information, and I really do believe in it. Who's up next here? Who's been holding the longest? Bradley in Tennessee, you're a trooper. You're on the air. Go ahead, Bradley.
Hi, Alex. I'd like to give you guys a special thanks for standing up to the New World Order and actually putting your lives on the line for
our future.
What
did you think of that governor bit earlier?
Well, I thought that was pretty crazy. He got on the phone, and, of course, I couldn't tell if he was being friendly to you or being, rude. But
he was being sarcastic.
Yeah. Well, look, what I'd like to talk about is all of these new Hollywood celebrities that are starting to come out and talk about the 9/11 issue. But as far as Charlie Sheen goes, I know he's sincere. I can tell whenever I listen to the way that he speaks. But, you know, like this new guy, Tom from Blink 182, I'm not going to say that he's fake or not, but what I would like to say is that in the past, you know, there have been operations where government agencies have worked with celebrities.
Yeah, but they'll work with celebrities, you know, to get up on television, like I saw this weekend, and say how great the war is. It won't be 9/11's an inside job.
Right. In the future, though, what I expect to see once more and more people start coming out and talking about it is perhaps some celebrities that will say, oh, you know, 9/11 was an inside job, or it wasn't done by Al-Qaeda, and associate themselves with the 9/11 truth movement, and then turn around to their fan base and say, oh, well, you know, I did research into that, and it's a bunch of bull. It's just a conspiracy theory.
Sure. Well, anything like that can happen, sir. But, again, you can tell when something's genuine and when it isn't.
Right. So,
I mean, government agents, I don't think, are going to say it's an inside job to begin with. They're going to do the opposite. They're going to attack us, and they have been attacking us. Or they'll pose as patriots and then say, we're agents.
I see.
Yeah, believe me, the New World Order doesn't come right out and say that it was involved in the attacks, okay? Believe me, they're scared to death of that, but I appreciate your call and I appreciate your concern. You wouldn't believe the music group, one of the biggest in the world right now. There's actually two groups that I have talked to personally, this office has, who were on the verge of going public. They make Blink 182 look like a tiddlywink. We'll be right back.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
love that song. That's a groove right there. I'm having a little bit too much fun today. I got to knock it off. Let's continue with some of your phone calls. I will get into Lord Limbaugh, the latest Iran situation, a bunch of other police state news on the NSA front, going after reporters that try to expose it. Just very briefly before I go back to calls. It's out. It's here. I'm not waiting. I'm putting out this first version of Terror Storm. It's about 4 minutes longer than the final version that will be on the official DVD in about a month. We can't wait on this, so we're burning them right here in-house. They work on all DVD players. I burned about 1,100 copies before I went to California. We got about 450 left. When those are gone, then you'll have to wait until the official version comes out. This version right now doesn't have the extras on it, but we need to get this out to people right now. It's a collector's item. Please go to InfoWars.com and secure your copies of Terror Storm today, or go to PrisonPlanet.tv and see this version right now as well. There will be a final version that will be uploaded to PrisonPlanet.tv, and we're uploading the big Bilderberg group report we put together for you today. That'll be up today, and in a few days we're going to have about an hour and a half long synopsis of the conference up on Google Video for everybody for free. That's the great part about Google Video. I couldn't put video out, big ones, for free because it was getting... might cost $5,000-$6,000 for one video in a month to do it if a couple million people watch it. But with Google Video, we can. So now we've started Google Videoing here and just putting it out for free. But we're going to put up the whole conference up, the whole my whole conference, all the big speakers and a lot of other good stuff up there in the next week or two. We're going to keep uploading, you know, the different speeches for PrisonPlanet.tv members. So there's your reason to be a PrisonPlanet.tv member right there. Right now, let's go ahead and go to Cliff in Idaho. Cliff, welcome. Cliff hung up right as I was going to him. Good job, Cliff. I'm joking. Rico. Rico, you're on the air with a cool name. Where are you calling from?
Toronto, buddy.
Welcome.
Okay. I got a two-part question for you.
Sure.
And by the way, great work.
Thank you.
Keep doing it. Keep banging. Two-part question. How do you see them both using the U.S. as like a Trojan horse for worldwide control and both making the U.S. fall because...
Yes.
No superpower can be allowed to exist if the New World Order has to come into being.
You have hit the nail through the board, through the center of the earth. That's it in a nutshell.
Mm-hmm.
America is to be the new evil empire in the world's eyes. Domestic propaganda makes us think we're still the good guys. We take over a bunch of countries for the globalists, hand it over to the UN, the IMF, NATO, and then we are seen as the bad guys and financially totally implode into a third world police state. That is the official plan. Use us over the next 5 years as a global engine of empire and then implode us.
That's right.
That's it, brother. That's exactly the plan.
Thank you so much.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. I just wanted to kind of see your vision of how they're going to do it. I know that's the plan. I just want to see like how they're going to basically, because I know they're devaluing the U.S. dollar. If you look at it, compared to the Canadian, it used to be 3 or 4 years ago, it used to be 50 cents on the dollar. Now it's almost on par. And by 2007, they said early, it'll be dollar for dollar.
Well, I mean, I was in Canada. It's already dollar for dollar with Canada.
Really?
No, yeah, I was in Canada, and it's now the same. I appreciate your call. Yeah, no, I was up there in up in the capital, and it was dollar for dollar everywhere, every restaurant, every place we went. That's what happened. I even exchanged some money there at the exchange. I think the dollar was a few pennies above it. So, I mean, there's another illustration right there for you. We will start the third hour here momentarily, and we will go to many others that are patiently holding, 1-800-259-9231. I'm going to get just a quick report from one of the three individuals that was detained by the Royal Mounted Police for simply being out there protesting the Bilderberg Group. And get their take on what happened to them. We'll tell you about their website where they detail the story as well. Got a link to that up on InfoWars.com. All right. Third hour, only 70 seconds away. Stay with us.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.